BoxingBoys.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the body punches? I was getting the body punches. I heard him as he was crying.
You're
saying your kid was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? When you clapped the poor brown horse. So you knew you had him by that time. I knew you were fucking taking a punch.
Anything else in production?
High dynamic ring. And Blu-ray. So bring every last friend you have.
My girl might hate me if she is a
this father. Is the new Xbox One S. The ultimate game.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are having all type of... we finally resolved it. We're live from Vegas, and obviously the good doctor is all the way in Florida. No intros and very little sound bites this time around, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm hoping that everyone is able to hear us. Good doctor, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, Ness? And although I am sick, it does not deter my excitement for this huge fight that they label pound for pound. They can't stop talking about it, so... I mean, I agree, but that's, you know, the selling point of this fight, which is the pound for pound, who's going to reign supreme on that list. So it'll be interesting to hear what you guys have to pick. And this is one of the fights that, although a lot of people that are picking Andre Ward doesn't think it's a 50-50 fight, I'm telling you, a lot of people will be eating crow come Sunday.
Definitely. Crow's against PR. Gonna have an immediate reaction show. So remember that number is 1-425-569-5241. So late, man. I mean, we really just have to basically preview the fight, and we'll talk about the obvious debate with the trainers and what sort of roles they play in this fight for both fighters. Obviously, we'll speak a little about the undercard. Clarissa Shields making her debut, and Shakur Stevens as well. We wanna get your guys' take as well on how many pay-per-views you think this fight is actually gonna do. Do we have another Terrence Crawford Victor Postol on our hands? And the guy to the left of me, if you can see, is one and only the producer. That's right, Steven Calderon. So we're going to obviously take your phone calls, and we still got the Skype set up. That's why everything took long, but we're back to normal. It doesn't look normal, but yeah, we're here and ready. I guess we should start with yourself, right? I mean, I know you're picking Kovalev, so why? Because I've been talking to so many people out here. Just everyone that I've spoken to is picking Ward. I need to hear your reasons for picking Kovalev.
I mean, Ness, I know that you're a man who goes to church. I'm sure there's a Bible verse that expresses the fact that your mind should be independent of other opinions when, you know, I don't know how to finish that Bible verse, but in other words, like, I don't give a shit what your consensus over there in Vegas, what my analysis in the fight is from what I've seen in previous fights and what I see, you know, the matching up, right? So it's a close 50-50 fight. I think for Andre Ward to win this fight, he has to manage to use the outside to essentially get in the inside in Ward's guard where he sometimes has issues and make it kind of a bullying, inside fighting type of fight, because Andre Ward has shown that when fighters get up close to him, like Pascal or some other fighters, he's vulnerable up close. He doesn't know how to grab properly. He's uncomfortable. He needs some space to get his shots off. So it'll be interesting to hear what Ness has to say and why he's so confident in everybody's opinion and Andre Ward easily outboxing him. And I even heard some people saying knockout, which is blasphemy in my opinion, but we will see.
You know, it's it's going to be a good fight regardless, right? Kovalev has shown us in the Bernard Hopkins fights that he's intelligent enough to at least attack the body, wherever that may be, so that he could at least make some sort of contact, slow down his man. But again, it's not that it's easy for me, but Ward isn't Bernard Hopkins. And if you can't drop, well, he did drop Bernard, but if you can't stop Bernard, how do you stop Andre Ward?
Yeah, but he doesn't have to stop him to win. Like, you know, obviously we're not to predictions yet, but I don't necessarily seeing a knockout win probable. I'm not saying it's not possible, but not probable for Sergey Kovalev. You know, let's not forget that he has gone many rounds with fighters, and you know, he won 12 with B-Hop, and he's shown that his output and his jab is enough to keep him off of him, right? So you say it's not Bernard Hopkins, but I don't think anybody expects it to be such a wide fight like that. Like, Bernard Hopkins didn't even have success against Kovalev. Like, he had no success. So just because, obviously, Andre Ward's a much fresher, some people even say better fighter than Bernard Hopkins, I don't think that really matters if, you know, he couldn't knock him out. He was able to deter him enough. With his power, he was able to deter him enough to keep him in control and fought his fight.
But again, who is the boxer in this fight?
It's going to be it's different because it's a little more complex than that, because I think Andre Ward is not what you consider a traditional boxer, that he does control distance very well, but it's not like he solely works off his jab. He's not going to throw 1-2s. In fact, I think the biggest issue that I have with Andre Ward not necessarily being as dominant as some people think is the lack of right hands he shows, he throws, and the lack of power in which his right hand possesses. Because I don't know why people think Kovalev is chinny, but he seems to at least be defensively responsible enough to get clipped clean. But I don't know. I don't see Kovalev really getting hurt from Andre Ward's punches, or it even having a huge factor in deterring his punch output.
I don't know, man. Ward has always been the boxer to me. He's not the puncher. He doesn't go into fights expecting to knock out. I think that Kovalev does. And while we have seen him go 12 rounds, obviously it happens less than often that he goes 12, right? So he's the one that's going to have he's going to have to plan when he sees that what used to work with normal fighters isn't working with Andre Ward.
So you're saying that he's like the neutralizer, right?
Ward?
Yeah.
I mean, the style of fight, it is, right? People tend to, I guess, fall in his traps, man. They fall into his pace of a fight. Now, I believe that Kovalev is intelligent enough to push it, and he follows instructions well enough. Remember when John David Jackson told him to beat on the body, on the shoulder of Bernard, he did. So maybe he's going to follow the instructions. Maybe John David Jackson is going to say, hey, don't fall behind. But that Kovalev is going to early on fall too far behind on rounds. And how else do you fall behind if it's not by Andre Ward outboxing you? They're obviously fearful of that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the argument and how Andre Ward is going to have success. But I just don't see Kovalev sitting back waiting for the fight to come to him. You know, I think he knows that Andre Ward's tough. And you really think, Ness, that he's in there to knock out Andre Ward and he doesn't have a game plan past that? I truly believe that he's prepared to go 12 rounds against a fighter who has been dropped before. But Andre Ward has shown that every single time he gets hit clean, he reacts as a elite experienced fighter does. So Kovalev maybe could ice him with the power, who knows? But like I said, I think he just needs to hurt him or drop him enough. And you know, I think Kovalev has a much higher output than Andre Ward. Andre Ward in his last few years hasn't shown the the same output he had in the Super Six. So let's remember that this guy is moving up a weight class, fighting the much larger, not just a power puncher, a very skilled boxer, and you know, that shoulder. I mean, Ness, are you really telling me that that right hand is as powerful as it used to be or even close?
Well, I mean, we did see him parry and counter with the right hand, so seems like it's pretty well. Sullivan Barrera?
Not really. I didn't see much of it in his last fight.
There's no need to debate. There's a highlight running
around. Okay, for sure. But, Ness, this is the one thing.
And parried and counter.
But this is the one thing I just want you to at least think about. Like, you don't think in his brand fight when he switched to southpaw that he was looking for the knockout? Because when he switched and he put his obviously his strong hand at this point of his career, his left hand, you know, back, right? So he's able to land the straight right hand, not even jabbing with the off right hand, and it just didn't come. So I don't know what he was doing other than, you know, trying to get a knockout because he didn't have the power in the right hand. So Brand was able to survive because of that. He was schooled and outboxed, but I think not having two hands, even if you're a slick boxer who knows how to control distance, will hurt him in this fight.
I mean, again, that's definitely something that we're going to have to see play out in the fight because you're basing that solely off assumption. There is no evidence to prove that his arm isn't 100%. All that we have is the photo fight, right?
Yeah, that's true. And we also have, you know, evidence of an injury. So it's not just that. I just think that the power did not transition at all up to 175 either. I know he dropped Barrera, right? That was a flash knockdown. I'm not taking that away from him. What?
Why did you say that when he dropped Barrera? We weren't even expecting that to happen.
That's not true. Like, you, I mean, wasn't he saying that he was bringing that power to 175? Didn't he say that?
Yeah, and you're questioning it right now, so that means that in the Barrera fight,
of course I
like something that we assume was going to happen.
Yeah, I'm questioning it, and I'm also questioning the level of opposition of Ward compared to Kovalev. I think that Kovalev is far better than any of Andre Ward's opponents. And even if you want to argue that Carl Frock is somewhere near the quality of Kovalev, which I don't necessarily agree, he's fights in a weight class much larger. So, you know, you could say all you want that Kovalev's never fought a guy like Andre Ward, but it's the same the other way around. It really is. Kovalev's not an ordinary boxer puncher.
Well, I don't know if I would believe that. Now, do not take that. But you said Ward's never faced anyone like Kovalev, and he's actually faced, you know, Abraham, which the perception of Abraham was a power puncher.
Did he jab? Yeah. Did Abraham jab?
Not really. You know, he used a high.
Yeah. He was looking for that powerful right hand. So this is what I'm saying. Like, if you look at all of Ward's opponents, I don't think any of them are as complete offensively as Kovalev, not even close.
Well, again, we're not comparing them literally. It was the perception of the man, you know. So he faced punchers too. Mikel Kessler was a decent puncher. Carl Frock was a decent puncher. So listen, if you guys are watching this, we need you to hit that thumbs up button. Why? Because obviously we're doing a show from a remote location in Las Vegas. It's late as hell on the East Coast. We still here, you know, jamming out. We're going to start taking calls. We need you guys to hit that thumbs up button. And if you're going to call in, obviously the number is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. So Steven Calderon here can let you in. The producer's in the building, working hard, as you can see. My God, look, I'm getting hit by people on Twitter already talking about stop with the Abraham comparison. Dude, I said don't take it literal.
So don't take it literally, so don't use it figuratively.
Well, again, it's the perception of him. Was he not known as a puncher?
Didn't his record
indicate that?
Yeah, but like that's... You're just No.
Let me make my point because until he faced the boxer, right? We first seen the blueprint with who? Darrell? Was it Darrell that showed Abraham out at first?
Yeah.
All right. And that's the first time he faced.
And then Darrell took a header off the rope with that one, right?
Or was it Jermaine Taylor? Did he fight Jermaine Taylor for it? But he came back to win Taylor. You know, he was losing in the Taylor fight, and Taylor knocked him out in the 12th.
Yo.
So again, the power. And that was the perception of him when he got into the Super Six. So anyway, whatever. It's people will take it literally, and I hope that they don't, because we all know that Abraham.
Just answer this question. Is he the best fighter that Ward's ever faced? Yes or no?
All right, hold on real quick. I just wanted to make it clear. So Arthur Abraham did fight Jermaine Taylor. He stopped him after 12 rounds in 2009. After that is when he fought Andre Durrell, and he lost by disqualification in the 11th. He then went on to lose unanimous decision to Carl Froch, and then we know what happened to him from there.
There you have it.
So, no, just answer that question, and then we can move on. Because, you know, we have a lot of them. Is he the best fighter Andre Ward's ever faced? Yes or no? Just yes or no. I don't need to log you.
Obviously, I don't think Andre Ward had ever fought anyone on the pound-for-pound list prior to this, right? Could you think of anyone that probably was on a pound-for-pound?
Dawson, I guess.
Dawson? That may be right by default. Good old chat. Listen, let's get out to our Skype call. Welcome aboard. Are you there? KVT?
Oh, sorry, man.
Yeah, what's up?
Sorry, man.
You have me nervous, brother.
I'm at work at the moment. I'm just trying to find a quiet place. You know what I'm
saying? I'll come back to you if you want, or are you good?
I'm good now, brother.
All right.
All right, I'll just make this quick. So I'll pick Ward. The reason why my original thought was I was going to go with Kovalev only because of Ward's inexperience at this weight, but I've been watching his fights this week, both guys, and I just think his boxing, his technical boxing style is a little bit better. Fight on the inside, he's got to frustrate Kovalev.
MD. He's talking Hello? To you.
What's up? Yo, what's going on?
I was saying, I kind of agree with you when you were saying that he's got to fight on the inside to frustrate Kovalev. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, like I feel like sometimes Kovalev, his biggest flaws is he needs space to get his power shots off. And he's not the best inside fighter. He's not as athletic, you know, I would say, as Andre Ward on the inside.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think with Ward, just that little half step back or half step forward, you can create that distance where you can kind of frustrate Kovalev, which might frustrate him enough where he kind of throws wild shots. Like I sort of noticed it when he was fighting Hopkins, because he was when Kovalev fought Hopkins, he was looking for that knockout punch sort of in the last, you know, few rounds. Or something like that, and I just see Ward being able to do that, you know.
Yeah, I don't think he needs, like I said, I don't think he needs the knockout necessarily to win the fight. In fact, I'll pick Kovalev via a points decision, because Ward's output in the later half of the fight I think is going to hurt him. And now this only occurs obviously if Kovalev doesn't get down in the first few rounds, because I think he'll be in trouble if he lets Ward get a few rounds from him. But I really don't see Andre Ward coming out to the center of the ring and pushing Ward Kovalev back to do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing too. That's what I thought of. Like, I don't think Ward would want to turn it into the kind of fight where he's being sort of hunted and just find the right angles. I think he'll pick his shots a little bit better.
KVT, you know we love you, your Patreon. That's why you got a little more than that three. But this is a prediction show, ladies and gentlemen. We're taking your picks. We went on late. We definitely got the show going. We wanted to make sure you got your boxing fixed and you made your prediction in, because you know Sunday is Crow Day. So we're going to go out to these phone lines. We got none other than Fern Gully, who's going to be joining us here in this lovely mansion where we're going to be having this amazing event. So Fern, talk to us, brother. I'm excited to finally meet you, man. I've been looking on you on Instagram too long. Fern. Uh-oh. Well, we'll get back to him, obviously. Hold on a minute. MD, so, undercard, right? I guess we might as well move on till we situate that. Clarissa Shields, how excited are you?
I'm happy for her as a human being, but can't be excited about that. I'm happy. I mean, this is not what I expect to see on the pay-per-view card of the best matchup this entire year, but like I said, I'm happy for her. You know, it's good to see her get some shine on the pay-per-view card. And I guess if they don't have the finances or reach to put together a marquee fight, it's better than having a really bad fight. You know, from you know, we should support our American Olympic gold medalists. So, yeah, how do you feel about that, Ness?
Well, I don't know, man. I was talking today at the MGM over there on Radio Row, and you know, a lot of people are excited for whatever reason. I am happy for her, like yourself, but I am just, I don't know, weary or questioning what sort of career can Clarissa Shields have as an She's a pretty big woman. It's like 5'10", 160 pounds, no?
I mean, I don't know. Like, to be honest, I'm very ignorant of the women's boxing.
So am I. So
sports,
am I.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Obviously, the only boxer that I've seen a few, most notably Ann Wolf, you know, I was really impressed with her as a boxer. But I don't know. Like, that's my whole thing is that they weren't going to put a great fight on this undercard because of, you know, I expect a reasonably low pay-per-view, you know, turnout, especially because I don't know if you know, Ness, I don't know. It's been reported that Andre Ward was paid $5 million and Kovalev was paid $2.5 million. Trying to multitask. I know you didn't hear half the things I said.
I sure didn't. Thank you.
Yeah.
I was trying to multitask.
Well, what I'm saying is that since I don't think they're going to put a big fight on this card. I mean, whatever.
You said that you thought it was also because of the money, and I think it's also because of the money. I mean, it's really one of the poorest undercards I've ever seen as a pay-per-view.
It's the poorest. I mean, yeah. compare it to last week. Last week was light years better than this.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Just a Magdaleno. A Magdaleno. Yeah. No, Nito Dener fight alone. It was
10 seconds.
That was a solid. I mean, that's the thing. Like Bob Arum put together a decent card, and these, you know, smaller promotions, you know, main events. And yeah, let's face it, Roc Nations doesn't operate like they have Jay-Z backing them. So they are a smaller promotion. So
you know, that's the saddest thing, you know what I mean? Face of boxing, or a guy that could obviously be the face of boxing if he put some muscle behind, you know, Roc Nation. They're having some sort of parties and stuff out here, but I didn't see any major promotion for Ward. Both Ward and Kovalev left from the final press conference today as if they were in some sort of sprint or track meet. It's just really, really corny, man.
It just makes you feel like, I mean, you like Jay-Z for his music, but it is unfortunate that Jay-Z doesn't give a fuck about boxing. And let's leave it at that. You know,
I agree. It is. Yeah.
Like I said, at least Floyd Mayweather, maybe he did shitty business moves. Maybe he wasn't the best promoter, but at least from my perspective, I think he liked boxing and he cared about the sport, at least from my perspective.
Yeah, man, speaking of Mayweather, this is our Thursday show, so I guess we can mention the fact that he held a New York City press conference for what I think is going to be one of the best cards thus far for 2017. Badou Jack taking on James DeGale in a WBC-IBF unification. Then you have the Puerto Rican, Jose Pedraza, on the undercard defending his IBF title versus the very inexperienced Gervonta Davis. Now, I am excited because for a reason, they didn't take on Jason Sosa. That was another title shot. And it was really intelligent if you think about it. I mean, Pedraza couldn't, you know.
You forgot the most important thing about that.
Excuse me?
You forgot the most important thing about that whole New York City press conference.
The fact that Floyd was there?
Well, what did Floyd do there?
Oh, I didn't watch it. What details? Give me the news.
You don't see that picture that's surfacing all over the internet?
Oh, yeah, with Trump. Yeah, we reposted it. He took a picture with Trump.
I mean, love like that.
This dude made it.
No, it's funny. No. It's funny that you say it. Like, I don't care what you think of the fucking president of the United States. The president of the United States is like fucking with boxers. So, I mean, our sport needs whatever it could get. And the fact that it seems, well, that our president had hosted fights at his place and he's currently taking pictures with how many times? Can somebody show me a picture that Obama was in with Floyd Mayweather? He's never taken a picture of Floyd Mayweather. So, you know, I at least, you know, Floyd Mayweather's making headlines. Him and the Don and Don Jr.
You're right about that, bro. And I guess we should be happy that at least our president likes boxing. Listen, let's take it out to these streets. We're going to get to the phone lines, ladies and gentlemen. Media reaction show. Hit that thumbs up button. We are doing this all the way from thumbs up just for that. You know how much I had to pay? Well, I used my United card for my tickets, so I only had to pay $35 for that extra.
And I'm out. I gotta head out because it's late on the East Coast time. But like, yeah. I said, my picks are public. I hope you guys have a great time. I'm pissed I can't be out there for the TVV celebration party. And everybody be safe and have fun.
Definitely, man. Thank MD. Give that thumbs up for MD staying up late on the West Coast, man. Remember, it's only 6:49 here, but add 3 hours to that for our East Coasters. We're going to go to an East Coaster. Andre, getting back from Jamaica again, having that wonderful sun, man. How's it going, Andre?
What's up, fellas, man? I'm very disappointed I'm not there in Vegas in that nice mansion over there. I'll go ahead with Ward by decision. And I'll be generous and say probably 185.
185,000
buys. Yeah, question this. How's the media been responsive to the fight this week, and how is promotions, how are they treating you guys?
No different, to be honest with you. It's a big event. I mean, you know, I wish they would be doing more. No one knows these guys for sure. I've been talking to people just randomly, not even trying to interrogate. It's even, look, even my bartender who's going to be at the event, she's like, who the hell is Andre Ward and Sergey Kovalev? No one knows them except for, you know, fight fans. And when you ask people, are they going to the fight? You know, unfortunately, some are even saying like, yeah. Oh, and you know they mean the other combat sport when they say something like that, right?
yeah. You know? I mean, I don't know, man. But look, man, look, everybody have to be safe tomorrow night. Have a good time in the spirit of boxing. And I'm out, man.
All right, Dre. Thank you for calling in. Unfortunately, Dre couldn't make it with us, man. You guys definitely need to jump in them cars. If you are on the West Coast area, you asked for it, you got it. We got Virgil Hunter, the trainer of Andre Ward, will be in the building. Also, obviously, we're going to have so many listeners.
Got Willie Monroe there.
That's right. The man is right. Willie Monroe.
Andre Rozier. Did you mention Andre Rozier? Did you mention the latest edition?
No, who's that? Oh, Malignaggi, right? I don't think I've even told you. I've only said it. Yeah, I've only said it on Twitter. He's absolutely right. We did confirm Pauly Malignaggi, who's already here, but we spoke to him before, but even better. Yeah, Pauly's coming through. So if any Pauly fans, you definitely need to pick up your tickets.
Yeah, how are we going to hold that back from them, man? That's like, come on. That's creme de la creme. That's Peter Quinlan's status. That's Virgil Hunter's status. That's Andre Rozier's status. When you get them big stars in there, you've got to let the people know. That's how they shine.
You're right. What happened was I've been putting together this little event in a state that I'm not from. So many fucking things are going through my mind. And one of them went through and didn't come back.
It's all right.
And that was Malignaggi.
It's all right. That's what I'm here for.
I know.
Catching things that slip through the cracks.
Making sure things are running smoothly.
Same.
Oh, actually, you got the bite.
Oh, you mean the.
Right, thumbs up button, ladies and gentlemen. You know the number 1-425-569-5241. We're going out to Fern Gully. We're going to try you again, my friend, because we were not down. What's up, brother? Gully.
Yo, Ness. What
talk
up,
to
I'm
me.
Sorry, I was on mute the first time.
I know. You had me checking my system over here.
Talk is coming in and out. I don't know if it's just me, but yeah. But that, you're right, man. I'm excited. I just dropped my girl off at her house. She's getting her things ready. We're taking off to Vegas in the next couple hours. We're driving out, and we're hoping to link up with you.
Dude, you make sure you fucking hit me the minute you're in town, because I might be up, bro. I didn't go to sleep last night till forever in a day because I've been letting my body kind of catch up with the time zone so I don't wake up on East Coast time. So.
Well, I'll hit you up on Patreon. Everybody should be getting on that, by the way. Message with my number and all that, but I'm sure you can see it there. But on to my pick, we'll make it nice and quick. It's going to be Ward decision. I'm thinking maybe 100 to 125K pay-per-view buys.
Damn, 120. This fight, the way that we talk about this fight and how it's supposed to be the two best pound for pound, and we're talking about 100,000 pay-per-views.
You know what? That's crazy because even Kathy Duva said that she was hoping for 250 and that she would be okay with just 250. And I was thinking that was low considering the fight's magnitude for what it means for the future of the sport. Because let's be real. Whoever wins this fight is going to be the consensus number one pound for pound. I don't see why you would like argue names this big at a weight this heavy.
Earn, you're still there, buddy.
Oh, okay, yeah, my bad. It's cutting in and out. But yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, 100 would be nice. I mean, I'm out of LA, and people don't know about the fight. To be honest with you, there's no buzz around here. There's really nothing. But you know, I'm gonna be in Vegas with you guys, so family's gonna be having a good time in that mansion, and yeah, gonna go down.
All right, Fern. Well, thanks for calling in, brother. Can't wait till you get here. This place is hot, man. Everything is starting to work out. You know, we got the catering situated. The location is we got Alex TBD coming. He got last minute flight. People buying flights today, ladies and gentlemen, because that guest list just continues to get bigger. WBC already gave us the two belts to auction. No, I can show you guys. We're going to show you better than we can tell you, right? So in the meantime, I'm going to go to another caller. Oh, man, I gotta go to Amin, staying up late on the East Coast. Amin, talk to me, my friend.
You already know every show is how I do. It is what it is.
So talk to us, brother. What's your prediction, man?
No, not easy. Listen, Ward, unanimous decision. You know, and I just wanted to throw it out there right quick. I'm not sure if you heard that thing on Fight Hype with Andre Ward when they mentioned about Mayweather talking about the fits was in. He was just like, yo, Mayweather, we know a lot of the same people. You should have just reached out to me. So that was an interesting response he had. But definitely got Ward for the fight. Y'all fellas enjoy Vegas, man. And definitely, man. Sunday, yo, we're gonna get it in.
Sunday's crow day, but I guess you won't be eating none because we picking Ward around here, right?
what it is. No crow for the war. No crow for war. Kovalev, yeah, yo, it's going to be a good fight, but it's just not going to be what people think it's going to be.
All right, all right, all right. I mean, man, thank you for calling in. As always, staying up with, late with us on the East Coast while we're rocking out over here on the West. So first things first, let me show you guys the belt, right? It's a mini, too. Boom! Yo, it's pretty cool. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't like that it's so small. I would have rather put this mother on, but the detail is amazing. Immaculate. The gold is official. And I guess it'll be good. I mean, you would have to put it like in a 2x2 frame or something. Maybe a picture hanging on your wall. Maybe, I mean, a picture frame hanging on your wall with like a picture of a fighter. And whoever wins this, remember, there's going to be tons of fighters here. There's even some fighters that I haven't mentioned because I don't want to look stupid if they don't show up. But best believe I'm going to give you a hint that there's someone as big as me and has one of these that might come, right? So hopefully that happens. But I'm telling you, I'm not taking any. Oh, shit. I didn't even know we had that. Yeah, no, I didn't.
It's you with one of them.
Well, they got to figure it out on their own. Let's get to some calls. We're going to go to Ali from San Diego. And man, he better be telling me he's on a strip somewhere.
Hello. He should be.
Hello, what's happening, y'all?
What up?
We can hear you.
What's good with it, man? How y'all liking the West Coast?
I'm loving it, man. Missing the trees, literally, not metaphorically. Psych.
Oh, well, yeah, man, I'm hella pumped for this fight, man. I think SOG is going to show the Crusher how the West Coast do get down, you know what I'm saying? So get me down for Andre Ward. And I think it could do probably like 400,000 pay-per-view buys. I think it weren't that far from now. And Clarissa Shields, you know, there's people that want to see Clarissa Shields, Andre Ward, Olympic gold medalist. So I think, you know, that can have a lot of casuals wanting to see this. You know what I'm saying? What y'all think about that?
Dude, I agree, man. I'm super excited for Clarissa Shields coming up, man. Honestly, that's probably the fight that I'm looking forward to most on the undercard. I don't know if a lot of you guys know this, but she's actually fighting one of her old amateur rivals, the girl that she beat in the first Olympic qualifiers back in 2012. This girl's actually being brought out to them. She's also going to be making her pro debut. So they're both going to be making their pro debuts against each other on this. So it's a rematch of the amateur rivals back at the professional level. You can't ask for much more than that. I'm picking Clarissa Shields, but honestly, I'm expecting big things. And earlier we were talking about possible Cornejo. I believe that's her last name. She's down. You might have seen her on a Estrella TV or Ring TV Live. On one of the Golden Boy promotion cards. She seems to be like an up-and-coming name. And if they could be able to keep them on the same collision course, I believe Cornejo is at like 168, and I believe that Clarissa Shields was fighting at 165 in the amateurs, so they could definitely probably get down in the future. And that could be a really big fight. That could be really good for the women's side of the sport. I'm all for anything boxing, women's boxing, all to them, man. They take punches just as good as men do.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I agree, man.
I remember that girl, Christy Martin, right?
You gotta give,
yeah.
You gotta give the ladies a chance, man. If they want, yeah, you gotta give the ladies a chance. If they want to go out there and scrap, you know, let them scrap. Yeah, but that's all I got, man. I got SOG, Andre Ward, baby.
Thank you for calling in, Ali. We're going straight to, it looks like Chicago, 773. Who's this?
What up, this Santana.
Damn, where you been at?
Man, I've been working, man. Working.
Damn, dog, you gotta check in more often. We thought something happened.
We might have lost his soundbite.
Ha, So who you got, Santana?
Ward, man. For that decision.
Cutting in and out, Santana. You there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I want some static and shit.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm going with Ward by decision. Reason is, this is third fight this year. So he hasn't fought more than two times a year in since 2009. So I think he's going to be real sharp. He's coming up in weight. I think that's a benefit for him. Because he said himself he was hurting himself by going to 168 for so long, staying at 168 for so long. And to me, I think he's just the better boxer. And guys like him and Mayweather, they take their biggest strength away. And to me, Kovalev, his biggest strength is not just his power, it's his jab. He has a great jab. Kovalev, he went 12 rounds with a 50-0. And, I mean, how good can you be if you go 50, you know, you go 12 rounds with a 50-0, you know? And I feel like Ward is a better version of me than the younger version. Hello?
Yeah, we hear you, Santana. My apologies.
Oh, yeah, and I feel like
speaking to the microphone, Santana. You going in and out?
I am. It must be Blog Talk because y'all breaking up too.
No, you sound clear.
I was just saying the promotion for this. I was just saying. I feel like Jay-Z not really doing anything. Like, he could at least tweet out, you know, go purchase the fight, you know what I'm saying? Support Ward, but, you know, he hasn't done nothing as a promoter. So that's all I got.
All right, Santana. Let's get to some more callers here. Who do we got up next? We're going to go to Philadelphia. Rod, talk to us.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I'm going to go with Ward. And I think the fight does. It's to be generous. But it's a badly promoted fight. Rock Nation is doing a bad job, even with the but anyway, I thought this fight is going to go the same way that the Frost fight went, that the Kessler fight, you know, he just does his thing, just jazz, fix his defense, pressures, doesn't let the fight that have distance to land the big punch, because I haven't really seen Kovalev's inside game, so I don't. He might not have one, and that's to Ward's advantage. I think one thing that people forget about is that Ward's more comfortable at this weight because he was draining himself, and Kovalev's draining himself to get to this weight, because he's really a cruiserweight. He even said it himself. He takes advantage of it being a bigger man in his division. So I'm going with Ward to win this by easy decision.
Well, all right, brother. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for answering, obviously, all our posed questions. Sunday's Crow Day, so make sure you call in, even though, you know, Ward picks will be celebrated around here because we're confident. I got people on Twitter attacking, saying that I'm being unfair on Kovalev. I don't even know how. But thank you for calling in. We're going to go to 202. I believe. I don't know where that's at. Where are you calling in from, 202?
Oh, yeah. This is Marcus from D.C.
Marcus, what's up? Our list is not with us at the moment. But thanks for calling in.
It's all good. I ain't offended. Man, y'all party good, man. Tomorrow my birthday, so I couldn't make it out there, man. I got previous plans, but the next one I'm at, wherever it's at.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? I've been 50-50 on this fight, man. I'm going to tell you. I think there's three fighters that fight pretty much the same. I wouldn't call them a boxer puncher. I call them technicians. That's Floyd, Terrence Crawford, and Andre Ward. They don't fight like on a template. They fight however you fight, the opposite of it. Whatever the antithesis of your fight style is, that's what these dudes do to you. And eventually they win. Now, if Kovalev could keep his distance and land some shots to make Ward come out of that shell and pick up his rate, only thing Kovalev really beats Ward good is if he's catching Ward while Ward's punching. But if Ward can sit back and pot shot Kovalev to the point where Kovalev is overreaching, to where he's pressing a little too hard, I think we're going to see a repeat of Crawford versus Postal. But I'm a shake-up type of artist, so for real, I think Kovalev might win on a split decision. I think they need to – both promotion teams have been doing a bad job. Nobody knows about this except for the gut guy, so I got it doing about 175. A little bit higher than maybe 175, just because there are some people who know who it is, but I don't got it really doing more than David Lemieux, Triple G, and Chocolatito. It's about 175.
And you're picking Ward?
What y'all think? Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take Kovalev by split decision.
Kovalev?
I want to be even one of the first. Yeah, I even want to be one of the first people to eat the crow. I want to be able to tell everybody I told you so. I just feel funny about Ward, man. I just do. I don't really think Ward is battle-tested as he was when he came out to Super 6. If he comes out to Super 6, I pick Ward easy. But right now, I don't even know if he battle-tested to really fuck with Kovalev like that, man. Kovalev, you know what I'm saying, can be nasty sometimes. And we just got to see what happens when Ward is fighting a guy who's intentionally out there trying to get at him. We just haven't really seen it. So I just want to see something.
Well, all right, Marcus, thank you for calling in. We are definitely noting that down. Hey, guess what?
What's that?
Don't forget Sunday's Crow Day. Up to 412.
Ness, what's up?
Ness. Talk to me. Who's this, man? We don't have our... call this at the moment. Who's on the line with us?
All right, let's go.
Yeah, you're live, but who is it?
Hey, it's Sports Talk. Listen,
Sports Talk.
The only thing I have to say is Ward by decision. He's not going to have the volume. And unfortunately, we was robbed of Andre Ward's prime. He was on the shelf, promotional turmoil. He's moving up. And he's not, and it's not going to be a pot shot out point situation. The fact is, he's going to be off his back foot. And he's just not, he's not a volume puncher in the first place. And he's not going to get steamrolled. He's too good. He's elite. He's probably the best fighter in the last decade, at least the best American fighter. And this really is a true pound-for-pound fight. However, he's just simply not going to be active enough to win a decision. Oakland, not protected, but he's not active enough. It's going to be simply because Ward's bigger, better range, he's going to be more active. And Ward is just going to be tentative, and he's probably going to lose a very close, controversial decision. It's not going to be a very active fight. He's certainly going to get knocked out. So anyone assuming that Ward's going to get steamrolled by, you know, the Russian monster, that's silly talk. But take Kovalev plus money and take him by decision. What's done is done. But unfortunately, he's robbed of Andre Ward's prime. The Super 6, that was as good as it got. And unfortunately, boxing politics took away, you know, the best years of his career.
Well, all right, brother. Thank you for calling in. Sports Talk, we got that. No, a gambling on boxing man, but I remember one time I did bet over here in Vegas last time I was in. Won. So they kind of owe me, right? I didn't bet much, so I might just take a little plus whatever on Kovalev. But I thought the betting lines, can you check that, Steven? I thought the betting lines opened up 130 and plus 150 minus 130. So you got to bet like 150 to make 100. That's like whack. But if you're confident on your pick, if you're so confident on your Ward pick, like I am not, well, then bet that 150 to make that $100. You know what I'm saying? It's a quick flip if you're confident. I am not. Larry from San Francisco, the moment of the hour. What's the saying? How's the phrase go? How's that phrase? The moment. Proof has come, Larry. Are we going to meet you tomorrow, or are we getting your verbal confirmation of this pick just today?
Not going to meet me tomorrow, and I am sad to report that. But I am happy to say the prayers have not fallen on deaf ears. My wife is doing a lot better. Not good enough for me to get away, but she is doing better. So appreciate that. And unfortunately, though, I won't be able to be there. But let me give you these picks right quick. No, I'm sorry. First of all, I super appreciate the work y'all putting in. I can see you back there, not in your element, but still bringing the show. Appreciate the work it took to get that done. I know it's not easy being away from home and outside your comfort zone, so thanks for bringing that. I do appreciate it. As far as the fight goes, and really weighing them objectively, I'm landing on Kovalev by fifth round stoppage.
Oh.
Too much pride to just try to survive. Ward has too much pride to try to survive, just like B-Hop did. He will go out on and she'll be hit often and won't have enough to keep the crusher off of him. If I'm wrong, amen. I'm a Bay Area guy like Ward, and that's great. But trying to be as objective as I can, I don't see a path for Andre Ward winning this fight. Once again, love y'all. Appreciate it. I'm out.
Larry, when a person like you calls in and picks Ward, I'm really thinking about dropping some bread. I mean, I spent a lot of money coming to Vegas. One of these fighters needs to make it back. But listen, thank you for calling in. It is people that will be watching this episode. Sunday's crow day. We're going to go to...
Hold on, real quick. I'm sorry to interrupt, Ness, but Larry did bring up a good point. He did say that we were a little bit out of our element. So shout out to Larry for calling out. But you want to know what? I like this. I like it when we're together. And I can't wait till MD's here beside us, too. And I can't wait till...
Because I think he lands tomorrow.
It's going to work really well. I think we just need to practice a little bit more. But I like this... It's better. It's more direct, more personal.
Definitely, man. As long as everyone continues to sign up to the Patreon, we will get to the goal of being in this fashion in studio. Because the numbers have been punched, we know what it takes. We just got to get there. We're gonna go to 773.
Hey, yeah. What's up? What's up, Ness? It's Tone from Chicago.
Tone from Chicago, talk to me.
I wanted to get my picks in, man. I'm going with Kovalev on this one. I've been back and forth all week, man, just because it's that close, I think. I think it's that close where it's kind of a you pick 'em fight, I think. But I'm going to go with Kovalev. I think overall he's got just a slight advantage, man, in my opinion. Just a real slight advantage. I'm basically going in terms of offense versus the defense. I'm going with Kovalev's offense just slightly over Ward's defense at this point in Ward's career. I feel like he's on a decline, so I don't know, man. It's tough, though, either way. I mean, it's not an easy pick. But I'm hoping for a good fight. I think it's going to be a good fight. Not a rock'em, sock'em, bang'em type of fight or anything like that, but just more of a strategic fight where we're going to see one guy's strategy just slightly favor the other guy's strategy, so it's gonna be that kind of fight. But yeah, that's my pick. I'm going with Kovalev. Other than that, that's all I got, man.
Tone.
As far as, one,
Go ahead.
Oh, no, as far as the pay-per-view numbers, man, I'm hoping there's at least about 200,000 hardcore fans out there that are going to order this fight. I know I am. I couldn't be in Vegas, but you know, I would have loved to, but it's just a little too much money for that to go out there for that one. But I'm hoping there's at least 200,000 fans out there that are going to purchase this fight. So I'm going with 200,000 on the pay-per-view buys. So other than that, that's all I got, Ness.
All right, Tone Man, thank you for calling in. As always, I'm glad that you rocked out with us. Obviously, we're late because we're transmitting live here from the West Coast. Speaking of West Coast, we got to go to one of our very special Patreons. What is it? Number 3 out of 5? No. 3 out of 5 on the Boomerang list. Compa, what's going on? Compa, are we finally meeting you or what? Because you're out here on this side of town, brother.
It's not going to be this time, Ness. I'll catch you guys later. But, hey, check this out, Ness. I'm excited about the fight. You know, I've been watching all the HBO videos that they have on YouTube, and they're good. But I'm going to go with Andre Ward. I know he hasn't fought a tough fighter like Kovalev in a while, but I'm confident that he'll be Kovalev, but it's going to be a tough fight for him. Sergey Kovalev is a tough fighter. A good champion.
So you saying you're picking Kovalev?
No, I'm going with Andre Ward.
All right, all right. Well, compa, we're going to get to some other call.
Hey, Ness.
Yeah. I thought you were done, brother. You know you get extra time around here. I just thought you were done.
I hope the winner fights Donnie Stevenson on PVC, on a PVC card. But since it is, I just want to do a little TBT. Wait up.
I don't want to speak about Donnie Stevenson. I think it's Stevenson piece of shit.
All right, Kobot, thanks for calling in. We're going to have to get that soundbite from Kovalev himself. Let's go out to, we're going to an unknown caller in the 510 area code.
Man, you already know this, Donald, man.
Donald, what's
up? I know you don't got your list today.
I know, we don't got the list today, brother.
It's good. But look, how can anybody pick Sergey Kovalev? Do I got to go through Ward's list of big names? He got Mikhail Kessler. Alan Green wasn't so big. And let me tell you something. One guy fought in. Did they forget about Saki Obika? That was a fucking hard-ass fight. I mean, even though Saki Obika is very unorthodox, and when he gets in the ring with you, he fucking tries to hurt you. I mean, even when he fought Adonis Stevenson, Adonis Stevenson couldn't even stop Saki Obika. I mean, Saki Obika's got I think that was one of Ward's toughest fights. And, you know, he's got Arthur Abraham, you know, Carl Froch. Chad Dawson, I can't really say that was a really big name. But, I mean, Ward has the goods. He has his names on his resume. He's been in there with those big name guys. I want to say that it's going to kind of go like Crawford versus Posto, but I don't think Ward will make Kovalev look as bad as Crawford did Posto, but I want to say the fight is going to go kind of something like that, you know, because he's not going to let Kovalev get off his big punches, and we know Ward is good in the inside, and I think what's going to happen is Kovalev's going to try to get off his big punches, and then Ward's going to get in close, and Ward's going to get off his punches in the inside, and then they're probably going to come for a break, and every time Kovalev tries to come with the big punch, Ward's probably going to block it like how he normally does, and when they get in the inside, they're going to get into the phone booth, and Ward's going to go to work like that, and you know, when he can. I think Ward's going to do his pop shot when he can, and he's going to get in the phone booth when he can, but I truly don't believe that Ward is going to let Kovalev get off any big shots on him. I don't think Kovalev's going to be able to do it, you know, and I see it going to a decision for Ward, but man, I can't believe these people are not picking Ward. I think the only reason why a lot of people are not picking Ward is because Ward's percentage is like a 6% KO on his record, but that doesn't mean nothing. That just means he's a technician. I mean, look at Floyd. Floyd's KO percentage is like 52%. He's got like 26 knockouts out of like 49 fights, which is kind of round of the same thing. So I'm going to Ward. I don't know why nobody's not going. The guys that picked them, we're going to see. Those guys going to eat crow. I'm not eating crow Sunday.
Well, Donald, all right, man. Thank you for calling in. And like you said, we'll find out on Sunday, brother. We're going to go back to our magic Skype man. Muhammad, talk to me.
Yo, what's up? What's up? How are you enjoying Vegas?
I haven't had the opportunity to enjoy, to be honest with you, but between picking guys up at airports and running last-minute errands for the party and picking up the WBC belt, setting up a studio, you know, setting up a studio in this remote location. It has been a bit overwhelming, but we're one day away, so I'm super excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too, and I'm so nervous. I don't know if this happened to you guys, but when I'm emotionally invested, I'm going to
fill in this one. My anxiety comes for a multitude of different reasons, but in the chat, you know, this is an interesting fight because nobody's sure of their pick.
Exactly. I'm going with Ward, but I'm not 100% confident, but I'm sure he has that big fight in him, you know, because this is, as far as legacy, you know, is very important for him. And did you hear what Virgil has been saying in the press conference? He's playing some mind tricks, talking about how Kovalev is not paid well enough and how he tips off his right hand. You know, I don't know what's the end game, but I'm sure he has something behind it, you know. Did you hear what he said?
You said...
Hello?
Yeah, what did you say? That Virgil said Ward what?
Virgil said that he's feeling sorry for Kovalev because he's not being paid well. He's not being paid well enough, and that he grew up tough. I don't know why he's saying that. He's playing some next level mind games, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he's trying to get under his skin, maybe to get Kovalev upset at his promotion and his team for not getting him the most possible money. You know, we're trying to wonder ourselves that, you know, this is a pretty good payday for Andre Ward. It's looking like it's a $5 million payday for Andre Ward, and he's the A side.
Yeah, and Kovalev is getting like 2 points.
What a disparity.
Anyway, Ness, let me get out of here because I'm so nervous. Just do me one favor, please.
Yes, sir.
If you see Keith Thurman, please take him away from the buffet because he done put some weight on and I need him to be sharp for when he beats your boy Danny. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Muhammad, no problem. I'm just joking with you. He's picking Ward, right? You're picking Ward, right, Muhammad?
Yes, sir. Ward all day.
All right, brother. Thank you for the check-in. Majid, talk to us all the way from Orlando. Majid, wake up.
We're still live on Blog Talk. I hear it.
Majid, wake up. New Orleans, my man, N.O. N.O., you in the truck, man, or you finally got a day off? N.O. N.O. Next, 909. Oh. Ooh. Well, try him back. Let's see. I don't know.
Let's go back to Majid.
Majid, you in the house or what? All right, they fell asleep on us. No problem. Listen, I guess we ran through our phone list. I know we started late, so we didn't get the extensive list that we usually get. That doesn't mean much. Drop those predictions in the comments. You know that these comments are obviously time-stamped. So we will have your official comments. We'll try and scrub through the comment section for those that do normally call in and were not able to for whatever reasons. Obviously, because we started a lot late being here on the wow, look at all the ward picks after I said that. Christian, write that down. Look Christian Fernandez, because he definitely calls in on a regular and he's Patreon. He will be at the party as well. We got Brian Mitchell, but Brian doesn't call. So, Brian, can't.
Yeah. If you're going to the party, you should be on this call.
Well, you know, he's probably working because he's coming to the party. But as long Christian already paid for his tickets, we know you'll be here. Christian, thank you for calling in. I mean, dropping your prediction and obviously coming to the show. Tyrone doesn't call in, but he's always in the chat. I don't know. We might hook you up, Tyrone. I'm just not sure. We're doing this for the call-ins. Who else we got? And it's mixed, though, man. It's going to be so interesting come Sunday night. Listen, for everybody who isn't going to be at the TBV appreciation party, don't sweat it. Don't be shy on Saturday night. I'm actually going to be chilling. So come look for me, and we can still kick it, all right? There's no grudges being held. I understand, you know. It is what it is. But for those that will be there, we'll just, you know, make fun of the people that didn't show up. Yeah. No, I'm fucking with y'all. Like, yeah, like, right? Floating heads and shit. Nah, man, we're just joking around. But listen, we want to thank everybody that tuned in with us, even though we are late. And I guess we'll see you guys Saturday. I'm going to try and get them back straight from the fight and do something Saturday. So wait for it. At least give me 30 to 45 minutes. I'll leave it set up before the fight. So then when I make it back, we're here and we get our immediate reaction show. I just got a couple of live requests here for Skypes. Let's see if we're going to get some last minute Skypers calling. And remember, that is the bat line. Add Nesta Gibbs on Skype to obviously get in on this call. All right, so I guess we got some. There we go. 703, right? We didn't get to 703.
And not Tone? 703 not Tone.
Was it? Oh, okay.
Let's go, let's check. 703. Is this Tone?
703, did we get to you?
Yo, what up?
Who's this?
What up, man? Can y'all hear me?
We hear you. Who's this?
This is Christian Fernandez.
Oh, Christian, what's up, brother?
In the vehicle and drive out, yeah. Yeah, I'm about to drive to Vegas right now. I'm in California. I'm looking forward to this. Just want to get my pick in. Andre Ward. I think in 7-5, 8-4 round fight. Majority.
All right. Damn, Christian. Don't tell us too much.
I'm sorry, man. I'm carrying some bags. I'm doing a couple different things at once. Listening to the show right now.
Dude, you know it's all good, man. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Can't wait to meet you guys. Yeah, man. Looking forward to this.
And this time around, too, and because it's the West Coast, like look, I never met Fern, but he's... You know, he's been around forever, right? So many people. Oh, and you know what? I've actually invited Boxing Ego. So if you guys know Boxing Ego, he might be coming through. He definitely – I got to send him the address, I think. But he definitely I invited your other friend, Michelle Joy Phelps. I know you guys like Michelle Phelps. I invited her. I invited Michelle Rosado as well. Who else was out there on this guest list? Who did I invite? I invited a lot of people, to try and make the event better for everyone. But Christian, I'll see you here, buddy. This is probably the last call. Actually, we got another Skype call. We got to Antonio Hawkins. Talk to me on Skype, brother.
Hey, what's up?
What's up with it? No, I'm not a first time caller.
All right, brother. Well, talk to us.
Calling in. Oh, nothing. I just wanted to call and get my prediction. Been listening to y'all for a long time, 5 years. I just want to pick Ward. You can go ahead and write that down, Stephen. And the reason why I'm picking Ward is because I think he's gonna control the distance, and I think when they get inside, I think you're gonna rough him up a little bit. I know a lot of people think Kovalev is the stronger dude, but I think Ward is tough too, man. He always muscles people around the ring, and I think he's gonna do the same. Well, I don't know if he's gonna muscle him around the ring, but I think he'll get him in position and keep the head control and be able to connect, man. And that's all I want to say. Big shout out to Steven and
Man, thank you, Antonio. Truly appreciate it. So we want to say, obviously, last words is head on over to theboxingvoices.com. Get your appreciation tickets while you still can. You do not want to miss this event. It is completely, I'm not going to say bigger. I mean, better than the last, because each is going to be its own, and that's why we're documenting all of these. This one will be recorded as well and uploaded for those that couldn't make it. Hopefully next time you're out. But this one is so much bigger than the last one. The venue is bigger. The guest list is bigger. The liquor is going to be bigger. Everything is bigger. Food. I mean, it's just, it's really going to be all. The pieces have been falling from a remote location. You know that. I just usually like forget it. Hauled all this extra stuff around thanks to my Patreon people. And I got on a plane with 3 suitcases and a lot of help from a girl too. Got to shout out my girl. Definitely a lot of help from a girl and a lot of help from a lot of people. So definitely can't wait for tomorrow to give some love back, because the appreciation nights are exactly for that. Appreciating each and every one of you, regardless if you're here or not. So if you're watching this in the future, present or past, hit that thumbs up button. This has been your show. I'm your host, Ness GTO, joined alongside for the very first time, my co-producer.
Yo, what's up? I'm Steven Calderon. It's been amazing being here live. This is such an awesome, amazing experience. I can't wait till we're able to do it again. Can't wait. It's going to be awesome. We're only getting bigger from here. And this appreciation, that's only proof of that.
It definitely is, man. And like I said, man, once we reach that goal, the studio will be here. So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you Saturday. We're going to give you that immediate reaction show. We're working hard. And also Sunday as well. So, later. Arrivederci.